Hi, we're Steve and Cindy Wright with Marriage Missions International, and this is our weekly Marriage Insight podcast. This week, our topic is going to be marriage influences children. Have you ever considered the fact that how you act within your marriage influences children? You definitely influence your children, but also other children as well. Sometimes the way you act within your marriage influences children for the good, and sometimes it's a negative influence. But your behavior within your marriage does influence them one way or the other. We want to talk about this because we just finished celebrating Father's Day here in the U.S. Maybe you did where you are too. If you're a dad, perhaps you got one of those traditional Father's Day gifts like a necktie, a bottle of aftershave, soap on a rope, or maybe the world's greatest dad coffee mug. You may have had a special meal prepared by your wife and your children. And let's not forget the ever-popular Father's Day cards. I like the sentiment I saw on a card that said, "Happy Father's Day." Okay, so you were right about everything. Let's never speak about this again, okay? Ever. Men, don't we just love to hear the words, "You were right"? Anytime Cindy or my sons say those words to me, I am certain I hear the angels in heaven singing.
That's so true. I feel the same way when Steve says that to me, and I'm sure you'd feel the same way if your kids or your husband said that to you. Now, I want to interject here to say that this Marriage Insight is directed primarily to husbands. However, and this is important, wives can learn and apply the same principles as well. So wives, we're asking you to listen, to glean, to turn the pronouns around if you have to, because how you act within your marriage also affects children. And then in a bit, I'm going to talk about this issue from my vantage point as a wife and as a mother, and of course as a follower of Jesus, because we want to do things God's way more than our way. But for now, here's a saying for husbands to prayerfully consider. The most important thing a father can do for his children is to love their mother. And that's something that Theodore Hesburgh said. And I'm not just saying this because I benefit from it. A husband also needs to treat his wife respectfully so her children can more readily treat her that way too. We've heard from so many others that says, "My husband speaks to me in such disrespectful, unloving ways, and now I'm seeing the children do the same thing." And we hear from husbands the same type of thing. Now, the most important thing that a mother can do for her children is to treat her husband in respectful, loving ways, which reflects the heart of Christ.
Now, this goes for both fathers and mothers. Have you ever heard a parent say, "Do as I say, not as I do"? The truth is that our children learn little from what we say, but they learn volumes from what we do and how we live our lives. Something I heard Dr. Kevin Lehman say a long time ago is that as parents, we aren't raising children, we're raising adults. Now, stop and think about this for a minute. How our children see us interact with our spouse is teaching them how a husband or wife should act. If they observe us yelling, arguing, ignoring, or generally acting unkind towards each other, that's what they may grow up thinking marriage is supposed to be like. As our sons were growing up, I wanted them to know how much I loved their mother. Something that was common was when I would come home from work, I would walk over and give Cindy a big hug. Now often, when David or John saw this, they would come over and wrap their little arms around our legs, and they would give a big group hug. Now, what did that accomplish? Well, last week, David and his wife Christina celebrated their 17th wedding anniversary. David is very demonstrative in his love for her and our grandchildren. We can't say it's all because of us and how we treated and treat each other now, but we can say that we haven't been a hindrance. And we can say that we model what a good marriage looks like. We can't help but think that this pours into their lives in very positive ways. We can never minimize the impact of what our children see us live out, both in public and behind closed doors. Men, when we love our kids' mother, it can accomplish a lot. Here are a few things to consider on this issue that come from the BibleOrNot.org website. Demonstrated marital love will do this. It provides a home built on love. It provides a zone of security and safety. It demonstrates daily what love is and what it is not. It helps our kids to develop the capacity to love and to provide stability for your children emotionally, naturally, and spiritually. If this isn't enough motivation for you to take seriously, here's what Dennis and Barbara Rainey say that adds to this reasoning. They said, "We have a generation of children today who desperately need to look into the eyes of mom and dad and see two people deeply in love with each other, committed to one another for life, and honoring God in their relationship. If you have children, make sure your children know and see your love regularly. Make the marriage they see in you the same type of relationship they will want one day for themselves." If you've been a regular follower of our Marriage Insights over the years, you know Cindy and I believe very firmly that the Bible teaches the husband to love his wife as Christ loves the church. You can see this in Ephesians 5:25. That type of love is unwavering, undenying, and sacrificial. If you as a father were to love your wife, the mother of your children, in this way, we can promise it will have a positive impact on them. Now, it's important to note, though, that there is potential harm if you don't do this. The Bible also teaches that God will visit the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations to those who hate me. This is referred to in Exodus 20, verse 5. Now, I don't believe this means God places a curse on the children because of the sins of the father, but I believe it really means that the children learn by example, and they often become like the father or mother. So this perpetuates sinful lives from generation to generation unless, by some miracle, that cycle is broken. So I've built the case here that the most important thing we can do as dads for our children is to love their mother. Now, I want to give you some practical things you can do to live this out every day. First, I want to remind you that your marriage influences children, so give your spouse words of encouragement, praise, and affirmation daily. Phil and Susie Downer put it this way: do you speak words of encouragement in your home? Do your children hear you praising each other, affirming your spouse's great worth and value? Remember, if you don't appreciate each other, you can't expect your children to follow suit. Constantly speaking uplifting words to your spouse will provide your children with feelings of love and security. It will remind you to speak similar phrases to them. It's amazing how easy it is for us to fall into a pattern of what I call negative speak without really even being aware it happens. But you can count on the fact that your kids will pick up on it in an instant. And that's why it's so important to post a guard over your tongue. By this I mean, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you any time you start to fall into a negative or hurtful speech pattern toward your wife. Now, I've found through personal experience that God is only too happy to help us improve when we're serious about doing this. And you might ask, well, where do I start? Well, here's what the Bible says about this. Psalm 141:3 says, "Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips." The New Living Translation, which I like, says, "Take control of what I say, O Lord, and guard my lips." For me, this doesn't leave much room for debate. Let me suggest something. If you struggle in this area and you want to change your behavior, write this verse on a card, then post it on your mirror or someplace where you can see it every day. Memorize it, and then start praying it back to God. He loves it when we pray His word back to Him. Ask Him to change your heart and your mouth. When I first started implementing this biblical principle years ago to change my negative speak toward Cindy, it didn't come easily. I don't know why I thought it would, but it's like any bad habit that we try to break. They say it takes 6 weeks of intense practice of a new behavior before it starts to take hold. Today, if I find myself going into a negative thought pattern, I apply the biblical filter, and 99.9% of the time, it stops it from coming out of my mouth. Well, hey, I'm not perfect, okay? But I also acknowledge that doing this alone would be difficult. Cindy and I acknowledge that this happens in many homes, and for that we are sorry. That's not God's original plan. But that doesn't give you a pass to do things in a way that you shouldn't. Thankfully, I am so greatly blessed that Cindy wants to live out these same principles. But if she didn't, I still need to show the love of Christ in my words and actions. I make it known that I am a Christ follower. This means that I am accountable to God for my actions and my words. There is nothing in the Bible that tells me that I'm to only demonstrate love if it is demonstrated to me. Cindy is accountable to God for her words and actions, and I'm accountable to God for mine. And you need to know that the same goes for you and your spouse. As we said earlier, it's important to always keep in mind that your behavior within your marriage influences your children. But it also influences other children who come in and out of your life and home together. Now, our home was kind of the hangout for kids in the neighborhood when our boys were younger. So David and John's friends would come in and they would see how Cindy and I interacted. And we heard from our sons a couple of times how their friends were so impressed with what they saw. And it wasn't that Cindy and I were putting on a show. We were acting naturally because that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to live out love towards one another day in and day out. Please don't underestimate the power of your influence. We see that power weaved throughout the Bible. God is all about us living out His testimony to influence others.
Now, I want to say something here, and that's because your husband isn't the only one who's influencing your children. And as Steve said, there are other children that might be longing to see a spouse who lives a life of love, as we're told to do in Ephesians chapter 5. Have you ever considered the fact that you may be the only example of a good spouse that many children ever witness? I came to realize this after reading a magazine article, that some children look at others to see how loving they are, and they learn from that. They may not have a great example living in their own home as to what a good marriage looks like. They may not know how a husband or how a wife should treat the other. Please know that you have a mission field within your marriage that can be a testimony as you live out God's principles. We're told in Matthew 5:16, "Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." And that's the goal, to praise our Father in heaven. Is your light shining? And more importantly, is God's light shining through your good deeds? I love what Tricia Goyer wrote, because I believe wholeheartedly that it's true. She said, "Displayed love gives children a pattern to follow. Kids live what they see. They will approach relationships the way they see us approaching them. What does a healthy family look like? What does a healthy relationship look like? They'll understand this by seeing it in us. Love, as they will discover by watching, is more than just hugs and kisses. It's also words, it's helpful gestures, and tender care in other numerous ways." Now, Steve and I want to emphasize this. Children don't always live out what they see. We've seen so many married couples that live out a life of love in front of their children, but for some reason, their children don't live the same way in their own marriages. There are always exceptions. We all are given free choices as to how we live out our lives. This is something that God gives to us. Our kids can choose to live lives contrary to how we model it for them. That does happen. But something that I've always said is that I don't want to be a bad example to my kids, and I don't want to be the millstone that it's referred to in the Bible, that will influence any children in a negative way. Our grandkids have told us numerous times that they love how peaceful our home is. They've told us that they love how we treat each other, and how we treat each other in such loving ways, how we treat them in loving ways, and how we treat each other in loving ways. And I'm not saying this to brag, and I truly mean that. I'm saying this to point out that they notice the difference, and your children will notice the difference. Our grandkids have told us of others where they've been in their home and there's a lot of yelling, there's a lot of screaming, and sometimes it's not even yelling and screaming, it's just negative things that are spoken in these homes. Never have they ever told these other people that this type of behavior bothers them, but it does greatly. So you may not even be aware of the fact that your behavior is influencing them in negative ways. They may keep it to themselves. What you do and what you don't do within your marriage to demonstrate love, respect, and Christ-like behavior writes on the slates of their hearts. Make no mistake about this. You may or you may not ever see this when they're young, but it will come out eventually. There are things that occur to me even at this stage in my life with my mom and dad that I'm now seeing really influences us for the rest of our lives. Now, I want to close my portion of this marriage insight with a few thoughts. It's important to note that just like radar units, your children see the health of your marriage and it matters to them. Do what you can to proactively make your marriage as healthy as possible. Do your part and trust God for the rest. Also, don't worry as much that your children never listen to you. I mean, yes, you do want to be concerned about that, but worry most of all that they're watching you. And that's because they are. In all areas of life, especially as it pertains to how marriage influences children, we're told in Ephesians 5, 1 through 2, be imitators of God, therefore as dearly loved children, and live out a life of love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. Also note that we're told in the Bible in John 13, 35, this is how everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
Lastly, I want to say that even at this stage of our marriage 47 years later, Cindy and I still want to be an example to our adult sons, their wives, and to our grandchildren. Marriage influences children no matter what age they are, whether they live in your home or not. Remember, this is not a short-term deal to implement. This is a lifelong commitment. It's one that will potentially cause a ripple effect for generations after we're gone. We just want to make sure that ripple effect is as positive as possible and not a negative one. Please know that we have a lot of tools and helps on our website to guide you through this journey. Look around and see how God can help you through what we provide. We also want to close with an important reminder from the Apostle Paul found in Galatians 6, verse 7, where we are warned, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. We should never try to fool ourselves into believing this doesn't apply to our marriages and how it affects our children. We will reap what we sow. Well, that's it for this Marriage Insight, but we do have a reminder for you. If you'd like to hear other podcasts of past Marriage Insights, or if you're looking for more help for your marriage, just go to the website. It's marriagemissions.com. Cindy and I also wrote a book called 7 Essentials to Grow Your Marriage. It's available both in electronic and print form. This could be a really good resource to help build your own personal marital team, or maybe give it as a gift to a couple getting married to help them get off on the right foot. For more information on all of this, just go to the website marriagemissions.com. So until the next Marriage Insight podcast, we're Steve and Cindy Wright, hoping you'll continually make it your mission to reveal and reflect the heart of Christ within your marriage.